The Hedgehog. Nicky was helping his mother pull weeds out of the garden when he noticed something moving behind the bushes. He crawled underneath to have a closer look. It was a hedgehog. Nicky touched it gently and it rolled up into a ball. "Mum, look at this," Nicky called out to his mother. "There's a hedgehog hiding behind the bushes." "They usually come out onto the lawn at night time," Mum said. "Leave it in peace, Nicky." "No, I want it for a pet," Nicky said. He rolled it onto the path with a stick and scooped it into the weed box. "I'll get a carton," he said, and ran off to the shed to find one. When he came back, he put the carton on its side and rolled the hedgehog into it with a stick. "Be careful it doesn't prick you," Mum said. "Those spikes look lethal." Nicky turned the carton up the right way and put a slice of bread and a small dish of milk in it and put the lid on the top. "What are you going to do with it now?" Mum asked. "Talk to it and play with it," he said. "How would you like a giant to catch you when you're playing in the garden and put you in a box with bread and milk?" Mum said. "She is probably a mother who wants to get back to her babies." "I want to have a pet," said Nicky. "Hedgehogs like to go hunting at night," Mum said. "You'd better let it go when it gets dark." "Okay," said Nicky, but he thought he would keep it in a carton beside his bed. Mum went to get tea ready and forgot all about the hedgehog. Nicky put it by his bed where he could have a look at it every now and then. Before he went to sleep that night, he checked that it was still there. It was walking about in the box and had eaten all the bread. Soon Nicky was asleep. The hedgehog was snuffling about, trying to find a way out of the box. Nicky dreamt that he was playing in the garden, chasing the cat about, when the cat started to grow. It kept growing and growing. Nicky looked up into the sky, and the huge cat face towered above him. "What's happening?" Nicky screamed. The cat grabbed him and tried to pull him up. Nicky pulled away, and the cat grabbed a big stick and poked him in the back with it. Then he pushed him into a carton with a stick. Nicky tried to climb up to the top of it, but the sides were too tall and slippery. A huge paw came down into the carton with a piece of bread and then a saucer of milk. Then a lid came down on top of the carton, and it was dark inside. Nicky walked up and down, but couldn't find a way out. "Mum! Mum!" he screamed, but his mother didn't hear him. "Get me out!" he yelled, but no one came. It was hot and stuffy in the carton, and it smelled of soap powder. He punched the sides with his fists, but the cardboard walls were thick and strong. He was very frightened. "I want to go home," he shouted. "Big cat, where are you?" The lid was lifted off, and bright daylight hit his eyes. He looked up to see the large cat face peering at him. "Let me out," he screamed, but the cat put the lid back on the box. Nicky woke up in a sweat. It took him a minute to realise that he was in his bed. Daylight was beginning to creep under the curtains. "What an awful dream," he said. Then he remembered the hedgehog in the carton beside his bed. He got out of bed and took the lid off to look at it. It was still walking round and round, but stopped and rolled into a ball when the light filtered in. "I suppose my face looks huge to you," Nicky said. Then he remembered his dream. "I know how you feel," he said. He lifted the carton up and carried it out onto the back lawn. He tipped it up, and the hedgehog uncurled and scuttled away across the grass and under the bushes. "I hope you find your babies," Nicky called after it, but it was already out of sight.